verses 13 through 16. And our youngest children, when they learn a new story, learn it through a method called godly play. And I've been thinking about how we can do godly play with the adults too. So I'm going to do an experiment on you right now, and we're going to do our scripture reading that way. Jesus was traveling through the towns, preaching and teaching, and healing people. And many crowds of people were coming to him, and they believed that if he touched them, they would be healed. And also, many children were coming to him, and the parents of the children were bringing them to be healed as well. But the disciples felt like the crowds were too much, and they wanted to send, they wanted to send the children away. But Jesus said, "No, let the children come to me. For whoever comes to me as a child will enter the kingdom of heaven." And he put his arms around the children and he blessed them. May these words be to us our light and our life. Amen. Good morning. You know, it's a joy to be with you this morning as we celebrate our ministries with children and youth. And as I was preparing my remarks for this morning, I wanted to make sure that it was brief, because I know we have the children with us. And I've tried to offer something in the sermon for all ages, small to tall. So let us pray together. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be pleasing in your sight, O God. Amen. In our story today, the children are enveloped by Jesus as he holds them in his arms. And I'd like us to try and do some imagining right now. You might want to close your eyes right now and keep your body still and straight. Take a deep breath. Imagine that you are one of the children that Jesus embraced. Imagine a big hug from Jesus. Imagine the gentleness of his arms around you. I wonder what Jesus might say to you. I wonder how you might give a hug to someone just like Jesus gives a hug to you. You may open your eyes now. Jesus showed kindness and included everyone, even people his followers thought didn't belong. But everyone belongs to Jesus. And as followers of Jesus, we can include outsiders too. And if you feel like it now, you can draw a picture of Jesus hugging you while I talk some more. In the Bible story for today, the disciples misunderstand the teachings of Jesus. He was not interested in healing only the greatest and mightiest, or teaching only the adults. He wanted to see the kingdom of God lived out in the way people cared for one another, In the open way, Jesus puts his arms around the children. He shows us how we are to serve each other, including the youngest among us. It shows how concerned he was for the least of these, the littlest ones in our midst. But it does more. His actions challenge us as Christians to a particular kind of openness if the presence of God is to be seen in what we do and say. It is the openness that children show in their trust, in their questioning, why? And in their acceptance of goodness and generosity, in their delight of the here and now, and in their capacity to live with wonder and mystery. One thing that strikes me about today's Bible story is how there are insiders and outsiders. And by that I mean that some people in the story want to leave out other people. The insiders are the disciples, and they think that Jesus is with them on their side. And they want to leave out the children and crowds who are the outsiders. You know, human beings group themselves into insiders and outsiders without even knowing it and aren't even aware they're doing it. Making insiders and outsiders is a topic that resonates both with children and adults. Surely we've all felt left out or like an outsider. It happens all the time. Have you ever told an inside joke and laughed about it with someone, but other people just wouldn't understand? I'm not saying that it's wrong, but we do put others in the outside position unwittingly, without meaning to, without intending to leave someone out. But we can be aware, and we can do our best to heal and repair relationships when we do. People who study this as a science say that when we take a moment to be aware of our relationships, we have more capacity to function better with others. I recently stepped into the pattern of creating outsiders myself, several times in one Sunday, even. The Sunday after Easter was Beatles Sunday. This was when we had a worship service devoted to singing music written by the Beatles. During the children's sermon, I accidentally created outsiders. I totally did. By saying that Beatles music is the music of the children's grandparents. Yeah, that was me. I was trying to give the children some idea of the context of the Beatles, but I unwittingly put the grandparents in the outside position. I made the children and me the insiders, and I made the outsiders the adults. The congregation groaned, much like you guys just did, half laughingly. And then I laughed with the congregation, and I made some silly side remark to them. And at that moment, bam, the insiders and the outsiders shifted. And here's what happened. One of the children asked, "Why are they laughing?" Now the children were on the outside, and the congregation and I were on the inside. God bless the children, because look what I learned as an adult working with them in that moment. Even now, I feel flooded with compassion for that child's question. He thought the congregation was laughing at the group of children for something the kids didn't know. I think he felt left out. In this case, left out of a joke. The congregation and I were insiders because we understood the joke, and the children were the outsiders. Of course, all this happened quickly and automatically and totally not on purpose. But look what we can learn from it. The children in this congregation have helped me think more deeply about insiders, outsiders, leaving people out, and about the depth that our children bring to the service. The best any of us can do is to be aware that making outsiders happens all the time, and that we might be participating in it at any moment, and probably every moment. We can follow the model we have in Jesus and say no to leaving people out, and instead do our best to put our arms around other people. Following the model of Jesus, maybe next time, I'll say, Beatles music is universal, and it includes everyone. One thing we can do as a congregation to address the pitfalls of having insiders and outsiders is to create a sense of belonging. Feeling like we belong is an important sensibility for all of us, including children. We can make sure we don't assume our kids know all the hymns or how to sit in a church quietly or how to make sense of a bulletin. We can't assume they have the context for everything that's presented in church. But we really should assume that children have a depth to their spirituality, that they have a keen sense of justice, and that they are quite gifted at holding reverence. This is the childlike posture Jesus says we must take to live into God's kingdom, his vision for humanity. Because everyone belongs inside of God's universal love, within Jesus' embrace. A famous poet named Maya Angelou died this week. She touched the lives of many people, and her life was an example of resilience. Her friend Nikki Giovanni, who teaches at Virginia Tech, had this to say about Maya Angelou. Her ability to speak to everyone in the same voice was what made her the force she was. If we ourselves can speak in the same voice, both to insiders and to outsiders, I think there would be a lot less leaving out and a lot more sense of belonging. We all belong to God. May we do our best to belong to each other, too. Amen.